Well, I thought Arnie Schwarzenegger was one of the highlights of the Grand Prix, up on the podium interviewing all three drivers. On the line, Chief Executive of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation, Andrew Westacott. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. Nice to speak to you.
Did you pay him?
No. If payment is a platter of hamburgers at the end of the race sitting down, but during the race, then he was paid, but nothing more than a plate of hamburgers and a couple of bottles of water.
So how did it turn out that he did the interviews?
Well, you know, there was an event called Arnold's World that was put on at the exhibition centre.
Yes.
And Arnie Schwarzenegger absolutely loves Formula One. So he rang us up through his managers and said, can I come along? We said, sure, you can come along. So in the same way we invited maybe Neil Mitchell and others, Arnold Schwarzenegger came along as a guest of the Grand Prix Corporation. And then, because he's actually known to the world of Formula One, he was kind enough to also participate on the podium.
And was that your request or did he offer it?
Which part? Offer coming to the event?
No, to do the interviews on the podium.
Well, but once you get involved and you start talking and conjuring up ideas between ourselves and Formula One and then putting it to him, it manifested itself over Saturday night, Sunday morning.
It worked very well, I thought.
I reckon it was fantastic. I think there was a nice degree of admiration and it adds a level of interest at the start of a season.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger was there, but the Lord Mayor wasn't.
I saw him on Friday in one of the on-screen videos that we have, but I didn't see him Saturday or Sunday, no.
No, I don't think he was there Sunday. Maybe he doesn't like it, do you think?
Well, what was there not to like? I reckon it was the best. The number of family photos I've seen and kids getting autographs and that Melbourne Walk activity that we conjured up, which was the first in Formula One history where the drivers walked down 100 metres like an Oscars style. I talked to Sebastian Vettel's team manager last night. He signed 163 autographs on his first day walking about that.
Yes.
And just Daniel Ricciardo spent about half an hour doing it. So they gave their time and lots of fans had access to the Formula One fans, drivers.
Now what about Charlize Theron? Did she get an appearance fee?
No, there was no. She was a guest of the LK Group, one of our sponsors.
Yes.
And like many of sponsors these days, wonderful ambassadors that they have. So categorically, no, the Victorian taxpayer had nothing to do with any of those people. But they add to the excitement of Formula One and our event.
Now I hear Sydney has actually already had discussions with Bernie Eccleston about trying to pinch it. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I have, and I believe that is the case. They're going to be waiting around a long time, and I think the plaudits we got from everyone, whether they were fans, sponsors, teams, and the inner sanctum of the guys from Formula One and the FIA, they reckon it was the best one we've organised. And the fact that Nico Rosberg said it on the podium, I was absolutely proud to be involved with the Grand Prix team.
So did Sydney try and throw a bit of money at Bernie Eccleston?
I don't know. I reckon everyone probably tries to throw money, and then he just raises the bar. A lot of people do that. I would think that it was probably early stage conversations, because if you're in charge of an events organisation in any state, you've got to know how much these events are costing and what's involved.
Thank you for talking to. Oh, but what was the crowd, by the way?
Estimated at just over 101,000, which meant we were 296,000 estimated across the 4 days. So revenues were up, though, and the crowd was ever so slightly down on last year.
So what do you reckon the subsidy will be this year?
Oh, it's around the 60 mark, but order the generals, and we've got to get the final ticket numbers in and do all the reconciliations, but it's around that mark.
Thank you so much for your time. Andrew Westacott, Chief Executive of the Australian Grand Prix Corporation. I reckon to get Arnie Schwarzenegger up there doing that and pay him with a plate of hamburgers, not a bad deal.